This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the live Sunday edition of the program. Of course, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We did a lot of talk about stadium subsidies here tonight at the beginning of the show. And just a few months ago, we're discussing the scam that is government regulatory structure and licensing, which is basically just a protection racket for those who are in business. There are some people out there who have a fantasy belief that the government is actually protecting consumers from unscrupulous business owners through its licensing and regulations, when the reality is the government is being used as a tool by those very unscrupulous business owners who would be willing to use the violence of the state to prevent their competition from coming up and starting in the first place. As we've seen with some industries, like the taxi cab companies being sort of disrupted by companies like Uber and Lyft, what happened there was Uber and Lyft didn't come to town asking for permission. The reason why Uber and Lyft made it in the first place was because they didn't go through the typical legal structure. They didn't try to ask for permission to become a cab company in the first place. They said, we're going to do our business differently. We're not a cab company. We're just a connector. We just connect people who want to drive somebody somewhere to people who want to go somewhere. And, you know, like a matchmaking service almost for driving.
When I first heard ride sharing as an idea, I thought, huh, that's a great idea. I could pick up somebody I don't necessarily know on my way to work and drop them off on the way if we could get some kind of app that that would help, would facilitate with that. Yeah. Essentially a carpooling service, if that makes sense. It turns out it's basically a taxi, the new version of a taxi cab company.
But it didn't meet the legal, the way they were arguing it, sure, is that it didn't meet the legal definitions of a taxi company because they don't own their own cabs, for instance. They don't have a cab bay where the cabbie can come back and drop it off for an oil change or something like that. Each individual has to handle that for their own cars, and so they're dealing with contractors, not employees. And anyway, the reason why they were able to make such a splash was because they didn't go through the traditional channels. They didn't go and beg for a taxi cab medallion in New York City. They just went and started giving people rides.
And the prices of taxi cab medallions have plummeted.
And as a result of the new competition from Uber and Lyft. And so because they were able to get out there and build their business before the government and the industry really kind of figured out what was going on, they were able to get enough revenue coming in to hire the attorneys they needed to fight off the inevitable oncoming attack by the status quo.
Yeah, it's inevitable.
I think that's one of the better examples, at least in our recent history, as far as businesses that were able to get around the regulatory structure and therefore thrive. Because had they gone to the government and had they said, well, we've got this really great idea for a new business and we really want to present it to you and get your approval and, you know, wine and dine all the politicians and, you know, try to go through whatever the legal channels are, it would have cost them an inordinate amount of money if they were even able to get through in the first place. Because, again, in New York City, you couldn't even get a medallion. Yeah. You'd have to get one that it was already in existence from somebody who already owned it.
It's interesting the people that feel that they need the sanction of the government to do something. So if
that's what we've been taught.
When you and I moved here, we could very easily have gone to the town of city of Keene and said, we'd like to participate in a radio network enterprise. And
what forms do we need to fill out?
Right. Is that okay? And then they'd have some things for us to fill out.
Right.
And some money to pay and all kinds of things. Well, you're going to need an occupancy permit, stuff.
They come up with it for you. They'll put some hoops up.
But we didn't, and as a result, they've never bothered us.
Nope, they have not. So anyway, you can comment on all that if you want.
Uber and Lyft would have been denied had they gone down the route you were talking about, whining and dining the players and the politicians, because it's not in the politicians' interest to decentralize the provision of these services. It makes it more difficult for them to extract revenue from it. So they would have taken the whining and dining, and they would have said no.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks for the line. Let's go to Dan. He's in Nebraska. You can bring up what you want. Coming up, economics in one lesson. We'll talk a little bit about savings and interest rates. But, Dan, you're on Free Talk Live first. Go ahead.
Thank you. So yeah. I guess I just had a quick thought that I was thinking about. You were talking about the stadium subsidies a little bit ago, right?
Yep.
Well, I guess I don't really know how old the article is, but I know that it's relatively new, about how our governor here has been making some sort of case to the Nebraska unicameral or something, or whoever's in charge of picking out where money goes. I'm sorry, I'm wording it so weirdly. And what he wants to do is stop making people subsidize abortions by any place that offers them at all, couldn't get the subsidies. And I feel like a lot of these people are hypocrites because they feel upset when they are forced to, by subsidy, pay for an abortion when they're pro-life or pro-choice. Yeah, when they're pro-life, whereas I will have to continue to pay for people's subsidies for their meat eating, which I have clear moral reservations against. And I feel like, you know, there's really no way that you can be pro-life and again making people pay for subsidies, but then force all vegans and vegetarians to pay for your meat subsidies.
So that you're talking about the meat manufacturers, they're getting government subsidy to exist?
Oh, yes.
That's right.
Huge.
And the people who make the feed that is especially for, like, the corn that that is specially made to be cow feed, I also have to pay for that. So I'm paying to subsidize the food and to subsidize.
Are there any organic food subsidies out there, too?
Oh, there are. There are. And you know what? I feel like... Well, that is more of an argument about subsidies that we could have, whereas what I'm talking about here is the morality.
Subsidies for death.
Comparing people, you know, being forced to pay for things they find to be immoral.
Yeah, you know, no, I'm with you.
Yeah, I think that you're drawing an apt comparison. You know, generally when somebody brings up vegan or vegetarianism, I'm pretty much on the defensive right off. But I think that the comparison's about as apt as it can get.
And yeah,
I'd like to point out how you can know that there's subsidies on meat. What does a pound of chicken cost?
Hell if I know.
You don't know? Okay, let's call it 99 cents on sale.
I buy frozen food.
Okay, well, I guess you don't make. Fine. You've read a circular before. So anyway, a pound of chicken is about 99 cents. You can buy a pound of vegetables that cost more than 99 cents.
Sure
thus,
can.
You know that chicken must be subsidized because you know that it takes, I don't know, how many pounds of food to make a pound of chicken. Call it 6,
right.
10, 12, I don't know. And clearly, there's some kind of subsidy that's going on.
Yeah, and I think that if you have an objection, you should not be funding something. You should have the ability to withdraw your consent, whether it be the slaughter of animals or the slaughter of humans in the Middle East or wherever it is. Whatever action the government is taking that is harmful towards life, I think is a completely legitimate excuse to say, I don't want to be a part of this. Dan, anything else you want to share tonight? Thanks for the call.
I got some questions.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, Dan, is it okay to shoot rats?
Ooh, here's the thing is, like, my own personal opinion, and so this is, like, only subjective to me, is that there was probably something, I guess, I found a little bit, I found that the circumstance of making something grow up in the factory farm, like,
okay.
In the small dark box is my main concern.
Gotcha.
I understand that the slaughterhouse has the water sprayer that, you know, kills them first in like 0.25 seconds. That's not my concern. My concern is having to get the chicken's beak cut in half and then live in squalor in a dark metal box. They can barely move or get up. mean, it's disgusting to me. That's
so Mark can shoot the rats on his farm. And
shooting free-range
rats
is fun.
The rats on the farm is a little bit different.
All right, now, Dan, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. Live Sunday edition of the show. You're invited to join us on the radio waves here, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information and get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial on in here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm or call us on the on-air call-in line chat room on our Discord at discord.lrn.fm. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Still to come, economics in one lesson. We do still have to talk about a little bit more from the savings chapter. But first, we're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. I do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. So if you've been thinking about cryptocurrency, you've been seeing the price roller coaster where it's gone up as high as almost $20,000 per Bitcoin, down to right now at around $8,000 per Bitcoin. Of course, you know, you never know when the right time to buy is, but some people would say the right time is always now. Because, you know, acquiring some cryptocurrency and having it and holding it for a long time is seems like the best strategy. I'm not an investment advisor, but that's, you know, that's what I've been doing, is I've just been holding on to the cryptocurrency on behalf of the Shire Free Church, which is the organization that runs this program.
The investment advisors, if they were actually wealth, if they'd actually the stuff worked, then they wouldn't need to give you advice for money.
Yeah, why? Right, right. Why aren't they just retired?
Right.
So you go to Bitcoin.com. You want to learn about Bitcoin? That's a great place to go and get started to learn the basics about cryptocurrency. And there's no better time than now to go and learn those basics. In case it turns out that this $8,000 is the floor, is it going to go up from here? Johnny Ray says he thinks it's going down to $6,000 before it starts to go back up again. But the thing is, nobody really knows what's going to happen tomorrow with Bitcoin. It is a even though it's been around for 9 years, it's still in the scheme of money a brand new concept. So you got to learn about this because it's an idea. Cryptocurrency is an idea that's not going anywhere. It's going to likely become more and more popular over time, and we may see an overall rise once again as the year rolls on here. We're only through 1 month of 2018 at this point. So, again, go to Bitcoin.com to get the basics. If you're not new to Bitcoin, you want to get the latest news headlines. They've got a great news site over there at news.bitcoin.com. In fact, I'm hoping that we're going to have Bitcoin.com's founder, Roger Ver, on the line with us here in the next week or so, because he's promised that I talked to him this weekend. And I was talking to him about Bitcoin Cash and how there's still some confusion out there around Bitcoin Cash and the different types of wallets and which wallets are accepting or, you know, that have been modified to accept Bitcoin Cash. And there's like three different types of Bitcoin Cash addresses out there. And so which of the wallets accept which different types of addresses? There's confusion out there. And that's why I haven't been out there promoting Bitcoin Cash like I have with Dash to local business owners, because, again, we want something that's easy, something that's straightforward. And I think Bitcoin Cash is a good start, but there's some stuff that needs to be cleared up. So he said that sounded like a good idea for an article, and he would talk to his editorial staff about it. So hopefully that'll come to fruition, and we'll see a nice comparison article showing us, all right, well, which wallets are taking Bitcoin Cash, and of those wallets that are taking Bitcoin Cash, which of those wallets are the most compatible, meaning that do they work with all three different address types that have come out? Because the short version of what's happened here is back in August of last year, Bitcoin had its first historic fork. It became two competing sets of Bitcoin currencies, one called Bitcoin Cash, the other one we could call Bitcoin Core, sort of the legacy Bitcoin. And as a result of that, you've had an interesting competition in the marketplace. But one of the problems with Bitcoin Cash when it came out was it was completely compatible, and this is a bad thing, with the old address system from Bitcoin Core. So if you were to send Bitcoin Cash to a Bitcoin Core address, the wallets would let you do it.
Yeah.
And that would basically mean that you, in most cases, lose the Bitcoin Cash that you sent accidentally to the Bitcoin Core address. There's some ways that you could get it back.
Yeah, you could get it back, but it was a real pain in the butt.
It depends. You would always be able to.
Probably hire somebody. Yeah, like there's all kinds of problems.
So they came up with two different groups of designers came up with solutions to this problem in the form of a new address format for Bitcoin Cash, meaning that when you scan a Bitcoin Cash address, it won't be compatible with the old Bitcoin, meaning that it would solve that problem if the wallets were to adopt these new address structures.
Mm-hmm.
But there's two of them that are competing to replace the original. So right now there are three different types of Bitcoin Cash addresses. And do you know which ones your wallet accepts?
I don't.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, is where there's some confusion in the world of Bitcoin Cash. So once that article comes out, I asked Roger, I said, hey, once that's out, let's have you on. Let's talk about, you know, sort of the state of Bitcoin Cash right now. Because I think it's got a lot of promise for the future, but it's still a new currency. I mean, even though it's got all the history of Bitcoin behind it, it's still new to most people.
I'm going to see Roger in a few days.
So am I.
What do you mean?
He's going to be in an Acapulco.
He's going to be in Acapulco, but I'm going to St. Kitts.
Oh, right. And he lives there part of the year, right?
Yeah. He's got a project. He had a project at one point to get people to move to St. Kitts, I think. St. Bits mm-hmm. is what they were calling it. But I'm very interested in this sort of new nation thing they're trying to put together, this Bit Nation idea. And
yeah, we had him on to talk about that a while back.
Yeah, I'm curious. So I want to find out more.
You want to learn more about Bitcoin, go to Bitcoin.com. You want to get the latest news headlines, go to news.bitcoin.com. As we go to Economics in One Lesson, Johnny Ray, we have been going slowly through Economics in One Lesson. It's a book by Henry Hazlitt. It is available free for anyone who would like to read over on Mises Institute and likely elsewhere. You can download a PDF version of the book. In our case here, we've been going chapter by chapter. Not reading the entirety of the chapters on the air, but just kind of discussing the concepts, the ideas that are being presented. And a lot of them, you know, really good, you know, solid economic basics, essentially. Economics in One Lesson. The chapter we're on here, as you said, is the second to the last in the book. In my book, I believe it is third to last because I'm reading a more recent
There's something about the mirage of inflation in there, or no? This that's one the is, chapter we already did.
This one, this one has an additional part three called "The Lesson After 30 Years," so kind of a retrospective after the fact. And the lesson here, the one lesson that they that he kind of reiterates over and over again is the idea of the seen and the unseen. So that is the concept of, well, you can, you know, give somebody a subsidy and you can see how that subsidy affects them.
You can see in St. Louis, you can see a lot of St. Louis Rams themed stores and merchandise available to buy, and you can see what the Rams and their presence has done to for their part fortify the economy of St. Louis,
mm-hmm.
but what you're not seeing is what the subsidies that were paid to the St. Louis Rams, you're not seeing what they would have done if they hadn't been given to the Rams.
If they'd been retained
by the taxpayers, they would have put those funds to use and they would have done something. You're not seeing those things because instead it was given to the St. Louis Rams.
Right, and so we have to speculate about what they would have done, and they would likely have been better at allocating their funds than a bunch of government bureaucrats who allocate funds based on political persuasion or political preference.
But the bureaucrats only point to this thing, and they claim that it's an unmitigated good, but in fact, we don't know because people could have done any number of things with those resources.
So in this case, since we're going to be talking about savings, this section 3 of the chapter on savings, there's 4 sections, is about interest rates and basically the manipulations that the governments use on interest rates and how that has an effect on things. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Limited. A name you can trust.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, Live Sunday edition of the program. You may dial in toll-free right here and join us. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And our Skype username is lrn.fm. And we have a Discord call-in line. In fact, we got somebody waiting there. We're going to go to him here in moments. But with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Check out liberty.menu for the best liberty-oriented business slash event slash media locator that you're ever going to find.
Do you want to do business with people who believe like you believe?
Yeah.
If that's the case, go to liberty.menu and check out what's in that area. If you have a business, by God, go there and list it.
List it. It's
so
free.
People know. Free Talk Live has teamed up with liberty.menu, like really teamed up. Like we're in with them now. We're all together. It's one thing.
Yep.
With the intention
of partners, not just advertisers.
And we wanted to bring this to our listeners because you guys have demanded it for a very long time, and Liberty.menu is doing it right. Liberty.menu.
Yeah. Yep. Liberty.menu is super easy to use. I think you're going to really like it. And obviously, if you got any feedback, the designers, we know them personally, so they're going to listen. to that stuff. So please let us know. Let them know. Liberty.menu. We will see you over there. As we continue, we'll take your calls and your thoughts. We go to the Discord on-air call-in line at discord.lrn.fm, where Rat Speed is on the line. Hello, Rat Speed.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I've got a question.
Before
you go on, Rat Speed, is that the speed at which a rat travels, or is this a drug that one gives to rats?
Oh, there are so many layered anagrams and it's a name that I created for myself as I became part of a fan club, which would take much too long for me to describe
neither one of those things. Okay.
Yes, but I just real quick wanted to make. I heard you guys talking about the price of Bitcoin going up and down recently, and just wanted to put a plug out for someone that I respect out there. His name's Rick Falkvinger.
We met him at Anarchapulco last year. That's the founder of the Pirate Party. Over in
the Swedish Pirate Party, that's correct. He's gone on to be a really big proponent of Bitcoin, and for the most part, over the last year, he's been a proponent of Bitcoin Cash or any kind of a cryptocurrency that is more usable. Mm-hmm. He's actually been a big defender of Roger Ver, as well as others that have been bashed recently. And
is he an anarchist? He comes across as very anti-state.
It depends on, he founded the Pirate Party, tell me.
Right. Well, some of the Pirate Party is, not very anarchist sounding. Depends who you ask, basically.
That's true.
But he's not in charge of all of the Pirate Party, so, his opinions don't necessarily reflect on the Pirate Parties of the world.
His viewpoints are rather interesting, considering that he comes from Sweden, which is, historically a socialistic country. But he, I'll put it this way. And he talks about it in his bio and some of the talks that he's given. He's been online for years, ever since the late 70s, early 80s. And he has been, I guess you could say his worldview, his vision, his focus, and his philosophies have all been guided in the ways of disruptive technologies, because that's pretty much the type of culture, lifestyle, society that he has lived. So I would call it, if you could call anything a political party, I would probably call it a technologist or an internetarian or something else. It's really hard to define. I don't think he's ever called himself an anarchist, but a lot of the views and philosophies would either be libertarian and definitely leaning toward anarcho-capitalism, that's for sure.
He seems to be a disruptor, and that is a
important role.
Yeah, I say that in the best ways that one can, is that somebody needs to go in and tinker with things to see if they work.
Right.
They need to road
or break
test
them.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And he has a big background in both technology, programming, and the banking industry. He deals with he's a businessman, so he deals with the banks and with the legislators all the time, tax auditors, whatever. So he knows what he's talking about. That's why I really trust what he talks about. So the plug that I wanted to put out for him is that recently on his YouTube channel, and it's called We Are All Satoshi, or We Are Satoshi, I think is what it's called. Mm-hmm. He's been really concentrating on trying to get the cryptocurrency communities back on track with a path for adoption. Some of the talks that he's been discussing on his videos have talked about, what the opposition to creating something like either Bitcoin Unlimited, Bitcoin Cash, or any of the alternatives have been. But the reason why I wanted to talk about it today is because just in the last 24 hours, he put out a really good video to try to kind of get the communities to get back on track to that path of adoption. And he, in other words, he's trying to be a little bit more positive about it rather than just ranting and complaining about, what the state of the community is. And so he laid it all out there, just like a business presentation, with slideshows and everything. His production value is really good, and what he says, I think, has a lot of merit. So I just wanted to, push it out there and let people know that, hey, this guy's talking about some stuff I think we should all be looking at.
Where's the best place? I know that he's a blogger on Steemit. I follow him there. Is that probably the best place to find him?
That, or if you just put in, it's kind of hard to, okay, so I'll say it in English. Yeah, which is basically, it's Swedish for Rick Falkenwing.
Okay.
Okay, that's what it's said, but it's F-A-L-K-V-I-N-G-E.
That's correct.
And if you just put that into YouTube, you can find his channel pretty easily. You can see all of the talks that he's mentioned, not just about Bitcoin, but about, you know, everything that he's about. So I really like listening to him. He's one of those people that makes me smile.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for the recommendation, Ratspeed. I do appreciate hearing from you tonight.
I liked when we were able to interview Rick Falkenwing at Anarchapulco last year.
Yes, that's why I said it was where we met
him. It was great.
Yeah, he was great. And I don't know if he's going to be there this year. I don't think he's on the guest speakers list that we've seen, but that doesn't mean he won't be present. So we'll let you know as we get closer to Anarchapulco in just a couple of weeks. If you want to join us here on the radio, you can do that. Our toll-free number is 855-450, free like freedom. And so we were talking about economics in one lesson, the chapter on savings, one of the end chapters of the book. Certainly an important topic. Maybe that's why he saved it for last. Number three out of the four parts of the chapter is not so much about the individual savings, but the idea of interest rates and how those affect spending versus savings.
I would like to say that part three of this chapter has a footnote that if I had seen it earlier would have simplified some of our discussions weeks ago, starting talking about this issue, because he gives us some definitions, and I'll read it.
Sure.
Many of the differences between economists in the diverse views now expressed on this subject are merely the result of differences in definition. Quote, savings and, quote, investment may be so defined as to be identical. That's how, speaking parenthetically, that's how kind of I look at it, Johnny Ray. Savings and investment may be so defined as to be identical and therefore necessarily equal. Here I am choosing to define savings in terms of money and investment in terms of goods.
Okay.
This corresponds roughly with the common use of the words, which is, however, not always consistent. So savings would be, an example would be a savings account in a bank, and investment would be goods like a new building or
shares in a company,
a bulldozer. I think shares in a company would be considered saving and not investment.
Really? Even under that definition?
Yeah, say investment he's talking about.
Because a share isn't necessarily the same as money. I mean, it certainly is represented. It can be represented in its value in money, but so can all the other things that you were talking about buying. A share in a company gives you voting rights in a lot of cases, and, you know, ownership.
Sounds like an investment to me.
Sounds like an investment, too. Well, Mark, you weren't here for the email that we got from Stephen Kinsella, which really laid out his opinion about savings being the same thing.
Our discussion was confused because we were bringing fractional reserve banking into it.
Well, I was also confused because Stephen Kinsella was like talking way over my head. More coming up here in moments. Free Talk Live.
From the Verticoin Studio, this is the Call to Freedom. It's the Crypto Hour, first in you, my helium. 4-7 here on LRN.FM. When you kill the faucet, be calling 5 to get some free coins. This is the Call to Freedom.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Moments remain, but there's enough time for you if you want to dial in now. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we have Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And our Discord call-in chat line, which Ratspeed was just talking with us on. Sounded great, by the way. You can join us there at discord.lrn.fm. I've been talking with one of our Twitch chatters about the LRN.FM broadcast feed, which is the Liberty Radio Network that airs Free Talk Live. It airs the Call to Freedom and a bunch of other great liberty-oriented talk shows 24 hours a day. We do have the shows that are based in Keene, New Hampshire, which is where we are, in the LRN.FM studios. Those are now broadcast live on Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm. It's our only 720p HD feed. We do still have our YouTube feed, but that is in half resolution. It's at, well, actually 360p, so it's probably like a quarter of the resolution of 720. So the highest resolution, most quality video is on Twitch. Go to twitch.lrn.fm. And thank you to the over 30 listeners who have, we're pushing 40, getting closer to 40 subscribers to the Twitch channel. That means the people who have, like, I think it was Amazon Prime, is like, of our 35 subscribers, 34 of them were Amazon Prime, and one person is a non-Amazon Prime subscriber. So with Twitch, you can subscribe for $5 a month with a credit card, or some other alternative payment system, or you can just throw us your Amazon Prime free subscription, because as an Amazon Prime user, and Mark, you actually did this. I saw you were one of the people who did this, because you and Laura have Amazon Prime at your house,
yep.
And one of the perks that they give you as an Amazon Prime user is the ability to assign a subscription, one subscription for 1 month, to the Twitch channel of your choice. Was it hard to do?
No, it was very, very easy. I did it while we were on the air.
Twitch.lrn.fm pulls up our channel. You can watch us live. And then there's a little subscribe pull-down menu, and I believe that's where you go to select Twitch Prime. So if you've already got Amazon Prime, you can subscribe to us, and it costs you nothing extra except for whatever time it took for you to go there and do that. Now, one of our other callers did tell us you have to do it every single month, that it won't be a recurring thing, so that may be, you know, something that you might want to do, because every time you do it, it's basically $2.50 going into Free Talk Live and LRN.fm, so it's a great way to support the show. It costs you nothing except for the time to do it. So go to twitch.lrn.fm. You can watch the shows live, and we, you know, a few weeks ago teased the idea of, well, what if Johnny Ray, who for a long time here has been bringing us Johnny Ray's Game of the Week, as a feature that isn't really weekly, but whenever we talk about it, it is fun to talk about Johnny Ray's video game addiction and the games that he plays, because he plays some interesting sounding games. But no one has ever had the ability to actually watch Johnny Ray play the games that that he's interested in playing until now. Now that we have a Twitch Twitch channel, we figured, well, you know, when in Rome, Let's get some video game streaming going on the LRN Twitch channel. And Johnny Ray, you very graciously agreed to do that. I have been, over the last couple few weeks, putting together the computer hardware necessary to make routing the audio and video possible so this can happen. And I've done enough testing now to where I'm confident that we can do this. Last night, I was up playing Castlevania Symphony of the Night on our Twitch stream at like 3 in the morning to about 4 or 5 people that were watching it at that time. So we're actually going to schedule, so instead of just randomly putting Johnny Ray on and saying, here he is, we're going to do it Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock Eastern time. So if you want to, what game do you know what you're going to play, Johnny Ray? Are you going to figure that out before
No, I'm open to some suggestions. I think that what would be most interesting would be some kind of strategy game where I'm playing against Mark, and there's like a narrative being built.
We have gone at it on Civilization V in the past.
Yep.
That's a multiplayer game?
It can be.
Okay, yeah, it can. Well, sure. I mean, yes, it absolutely could be.
It always struck me as like a SimCity kind of game where, you know, you're just playing by yourself and fighting the computer, but they changed that over the years, right?
But in this case, you have, you could choose between two people on the board or as many as like 12.
So it could be two players and then the rest.
It could be 12. Yeah. But probably if we did it, we'd probably just narrow it down to two to keep the game as short as possible.
Now, is this like, I was going to say, is it like Monopoly where it can just go on and on and on, or is it a short game?
It's a conclusion. It's hard to make them short, but there's a conclusion to every game.
But you're looking at least an hour or two for one game.
That's more than that.
Well, now, it's been a while since I played Civ, but you can play shortened, compressed
I haven't played the shortest of versions. Maybe I should play one short two-player just to see how it goes and see how quick it is.
So there's that. Hearthstone, I'm a big fan of that. I had made a bit of a New Year's resolution to stop playing Hearthstone because it was difficult for me to control my Hearthstone playing.
Oh, you were an addict.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a great game.
Have you played since New Year's?
I have, but I've basically
broken your resolution.
Yeah, I always do, but
fell off the wagon.
But no, what happens is I'll make a declaration and then I'll break it, but I will come back to it. So ultimately, I did stop playing Hearthstone, although it took me a while. I started with a severe reduction that was supposed to be an eradication, but that turned into me not playing it. But it's a game that I love to play.
Sure,
it's fun to watch. I have a hard time watching people who suck at games. It makes me angry. So that might be an issue for us because I'm not, I mean, I just don't have a whole lot going on upstairs. I don't think very quickly.
Please.
But still it could be fun anyway. And so the answer to your question is I really don't know.
Okay.
Feel free to suggest a game.
How would one suggest a game to you?
they would suggest it to you.
To me?
Yes.
So I've got to take the suggestions and forward them to you, Johnny Ray.
You need to organize them first.
I would say if you want to make a suggestion, maybe in the gaming chat room on the Discord, discord.lrn.fm, and we can drag Johnny Ray in there. Did you ever sign up for the Discord, Johnny Ray?
No.
You ought to.
Okay.
When you get a chance. Go to discord.lrn.fm. We got a gaming room in there. There's cryptocurrency discussion room. And there's voice and text chat as well. But check out twitch.lrn.fm. And thanks to the over 150, I think now, subscribers, or darn close to it. Or excuse me, not subscribers. There's followers and there's subscribers. We have over 150 followers and like 35 to 40 subscribers. And so whenever we go live on Wednesday at about 2 o'clock Eastern time with you, all of the followers will be given a notice. Oh, hey, you know, LRN is streaming live. And so that'll be our first official scheduled video game streaming. There may be some more unscheduled game streamings that just sort of happen whenever they happen.
And I've been playing a game called Slay the Spire. That's
what else would you do with a spire?
Climb one? Is that a spire something you
do that?
I think slaying is like the last thing you would do to a spire.
I don't know. It sounds very strange.
All right. So we were talking about economics in one lesson. The chapter on savings, part three of that chapter is about, mostly it's just about interest rates and how when the government is manipulating these interest rates on, let's say, loans, for instance, what it costs to get a loan, when they lower these rates artificially, that results in people malinvesting. It results in people who see a great price on getting a loan, and because of the great price, they would do something they otherwise wouldn't do,
right,
just to say, take out a loan.
Pursue my dream.
Because the money's so cheap,
is the
idea.
Yeah, he's talking about saving and investment and their relationship to each other, and he describes it as supply and demand. And that the price is what coordinates supply and demand in the free market, and the interest rate is the price of money. So,
right.
So you've got money that maybe wants to be invested, and the interest rate will it occurs naturally, and it's a function of how much idle money there is. If there's a lot of money that's ready that can be invested, then the interest rate will be low. And if there's not a lot of money that's idle and ready to be put into some new project, if it's relatively scarce, then the interest rate is going to be high. And an interest rate occurs naturally, but governments around the world want to spur economic activity in their own country, and they feel like, and they see that there's not, they want investment to be happening, and they're not seeing it happen to the degree that they want.
Lower the rates.
So they start monkeying around with the interest rates.
And it doesn't sound on its face like a bad idea. I mean, hey, lower rates. Why wouldn't you want lower rates on getting a loan, right? I mean, everybody wants lower rates on things, so it sounds like a fine thing to do. But there are consequences to this.
Yeah, because what you're dealing with is real resources. And those are finite mm-hmm. at any snapshot, at any given point in time.
Even though the government can print the money out, ultimately they don't get to increase the value
that's
available.
They can't increase the number of bulldozers in the country.
To people. And if those resources go to people who are otherwise not really ready for it or whatever, that are maybe investing when they shouldn't, then those are going to be squandered, whereas they could be better put to better use. We'll continue with more on the savings chapter, part four of it, probably coming up next week, but of course the message here is government should not set interest rates. Let the market decide. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you. 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline. 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.